What is the Americans with Disabilities Act and why is it important? The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, is a landmark civil rights law passed in 1990 in the United States. It prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities in various areas of public life, aiming to ensure equal opportunities, access, and rights for people with disabilities. Key aspects of the ADUN. Protection against discrimination. The ADA prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities in employment, public accommodations, transportation, telecommunications, and governmental activities. To accessibility standards. It sets standards for accessibility in public and private spaces, including public transportation, buildings, and facilities, ensuring they are accessible and usable for people with disabilities. 3. Reasonable accommodations. The ADA mandates that employers and public entities make reasonable accommodations for individuals with disabilities, allowing them to perform job duties or access services effectively. 4. Public services and transportation. The ADA ensures that public transportation, such as buses and trains, are accessible and usable for people with disabilities, providing accommodations like ramps, lifts, and other accessibility features. 5. Equal employment opportunities. It prohibits discrimination against qualified individuals with disabilities in all aspects of employment, including hiring, promotions, job assignments, and termination. Importance of the ADA 1. Promoting equality. The ADA promotes equality and inclusion by providing equal opportunities for individuals with disabilities in various aspects of public life, fostering a more equitable society. Access and accommodation. It ensures access to essential services, facilities, and employment opportunities for people with disabilities through reasonable accommodations and accessibility standards. 3. Dignity and independence. The ADA helps preserve the dignity and independence of individuals with disabilities by enabling them to participate fully in society without facing discrimination or barriers. 4. Social and economic impact. It contributes to the social and economic well-being of individuals with disabilities by creating opportunities for employment, education, and participation in public life. 5. Cultural and attitudinal shift. The ADA has contributed to a shift in attitudes towards disabilities, fostering a more inclusive and accepting society that values diversity and respects the rights of all individuals. Overall, the ADA serves as a crucial framework for protecting the rights of individuals with disabilities, promoting accessibility, and fostering a more inclusive society where everyone has equal opportunities and access to participate fully in public life. Proper procedures for engaging persons with disabilities or special needs. Engaging persons with disabilities or special needs as a bus driver involves providing assistance, ensuring accessibility, and offering a respectful and supportive environment. Here are some proper procedures for engaging with individuals with disabilities. 1. Approach and communication. Approach individuals with disabilities respectfully and courteously, acknowledging them directly. Communicate clearly and patiently. Use a calm and friendly tone, and if necessary, allow additional time for communication. 2. Offer assistance. Offer assistance without assuming it's needed. Respect their autonomy and wait for their response before providing help. If assistance is accepted, provide support based on their needs and preferences, whether it's guidance, help with boarding, or securing mobility devices. 3. Accessibility and accommodation. Ensure accessibility features are available and properly deployed, such as ramps, lifts, or designated seating areas for individuals with disabilities. Provide information about available accommodations or accessible features on the bus to help individuals with disabilities navigate the journey comfortably. 4. Respect privacy and dignity. Respect the privacy and dignity of individuals with disabilities. Avoid making assumptions or asking personal questions about their disability unless it's relevant to providing assistance. Do not touch mobility aids or equipment without permission unless it's necessary for their safety or to assist them. Flexibility and patience. Be flexible and patient. Understand that each individual may have unique needs and require varying levels of assistance. Allow extra time for boarding or disembarking, especially for passengers with mobility needs or those who require additional support. 6. Training and sensitivity. Receive proper training on interacting with individuals with disabilities. This includes sensitivity training and guidance on best practices for assisting and communicating. 7. Effective communication. Listen actively and attentively. If necessary, use alternative communication methods such as writing or visual aids to ensure effective communication. If you're unsure about the best way to assist, respectfully ask the individual about their preferences or needs. 8. Empathy and respect. Show empathy and understanding. Be respectful, courteous, and accommodating while maintaining their dignity and independence. By following these procedures and maintaining a supportive and accommodating approach, bus drivers can effectively engage and assist individuals with disabilities or special needs, ensuring they have a safe, comfortable, and inclusive experience while using public transportation. The permitted use of service animals. Service animals are typically permitted on buses in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Here are the key points regarding the use of service animals on buses. 1. Definition of service animals. According to the ADA, service animals are defined as dogs and occasionally miniature horses that are trained to perform tasks for individuals with disabilities. These tasks could include guiding individuals who are blind, alerting individuals who are deaf, pulling a wheelchair, or providing assistance during a medical crisis. 2. Permitted access. Service animals are allowed to accompany individuals with disabilities onto buses, including both public and private transportation services. They must be allowed to accompany their handler to the extent necessary for the individual's disability-related needs. 3. Requirements for service animals. Service animals must be under control of their handler at all times. They should be harnessed, leashed, or tethered unless these devices interfere with the service animal's work or the individual's disability prevents using these devices. Service animals should not pose a direct threat to the health or safety of others. If the service animal displays aggressive behavior or is not under control, the driver or transportation staff can ask that the animal be removed. For verification or documentation, transportation providers are not allowed to ask for documentation or proof that an animal is a service animal. They may only ask 2 questions to determine if an animal is a service animal. Is the dog a service animal required because of a disability? What work or task has the dog been trained to perform? Service animals are not required to wear special vests or badges indicating their status as service animals. 5. Accommodations. Service animals should be accommodated and allowed to accompany their handler on board the bus, including sitting on the floor near the handler's seat. Handlers are responsible for the care and supervision of their service animals during the journey. Transportation providers must comply with these ADA regulations regarding service animals, ensuring that individuals with disabilities have equal access to public transportation while accompanied by their service animals. How to operate lifts and other types of accessibility equipment. Operating lifts and other accessibility equipment on buses requires proper training and adherence to specific procedures to ensure the safety and comfort of passengers with mobility needs. Here's a general guide on operating lifts and accessibility equipment. Operating a bus lift. 1. Preparation. Ensure the bus is parked on level ground and engage the parking brake. Activate hazard lights to signal that the lift is in use. Check the lift and surrounding area for any obstructions or hazards. 2. Engaging the lift. Activate the lift according to the manufacturer's instructions, usually by using a control panel or switch located near the entrance door. Lower the lift to the ground level, ensuring it is fully deployed and stable before inviting passengers to board. 3. Assisting passengers. Provide assistance to passengers who require it, guiding them onto the lift or into the bus. Use caution and ensure their safety during the boarding process. 4. Securing mobility devices. Ensure that mobility devices are properly secured using restraints or tie-downs, following the manufacturer's instructions and ADA guidelines. 5. Boarding and disembarking. Allow sufficient time for passengers to board or disembark. Be patient and ready to provide assistance as needed. 6. Retracting the lift. After all passengers have boarded or disembarked, retract the lift and secure it in its stored position. Perform a final check to ensure that the area is clear before closing the entrance door. Operating other accessibility equipment. Other types of accessibility equipment, such as ramps or kneeling features, should be operated according to the manufacturer's instructions and standard operating procedures provided by the transportation company. Ensure that the equipment is properly maintained, regularly inspected, and in good working condition to guarantee its reliability and safety. Follow any specific protocols or guidelines outlined by the transportation company or regulatory authorities when operating different types of accessibility equipment. Training and familiarization. Bus drivers and staff responsible for operating accessibility equipment should receive comprehensive training on the proper operation, maintenance, and safety procedures associated with these devices. Regular refresher training sessions and updates on new equipment or procedures are essential to ensure competence and adherence to safety standards. Proper operation of lifts and other accessibility equipment is critical to providing a safe and accessible transportation experience for passengers with mobility needs. Following standardized procedures, maintaining equipment, and receiving adequate training are key factors in ensuring efficient and safe operation. How to secure wheelchairs and other mobility devices. Securing wheelchairs and other mobility devices on a bus involves using proper restraints and tie-downs to ensure they remain stable and safe during transit. Here are the steps for securing these devices. 1. Identify securement points. Locate the designated securement points on the bus floor or walls intended for securing wheelchairs or mobility devices. These points typically have corresponding anchor points or tracks equipped with restraints. Positioning the mobility device, assist the passenger in positioning their wheelchair or mobility device in the designated securement area, aligning it with the anchor points. 3. Attaching the securement straps. Use the appropriate securement straps or tie downs provided on the bus. Connect the straps to the securement points on the wheelchair or mobility device. Ensure they are fastened securely but not overly tight to allow for movement without compromising safety. 4. Engaging retractors or clamps. If the bus is equipped with retractors or clamps, engage these mechanisms to firmly hold the wheelchair or mobility device in place. Follow the manufacturer's instructions for proper usage. 5. Secure all 4 points. Ensure that all 4 securement points, 2 at the front and 2 at the rear, are properly connected and tightened to prevent any movement or shifting during transit. 6. Verify stability. Conduct a final check to ensure the wheelchair or mobility device is stable and securely fastened. Apply gentle pressure to confirm that it remains in place without excessive movement. 7. Communicate with the passenger. Communicate with the passenger using the wheelchair or mobility device, ensuring they are comfortable and secure. Address any concerns they may have and offer assistance if needed. 8. ADA compliance. Ensure that the securement process aligns with ADA guidelines and standards for securing wheelchairs and mobility devices on public transportation. 9. Regular inspections. Routinely inspect the securement equipment to ensure it is in good working condition and properly maintained. Report any issues or malfunctions to maintenance personnel. 10. Training and familiarization. Bus drivers and staff should receive adequate training on the proper use of securement equipment, following standardized procedures and safety protocols. Securing wheelchairs and mobility devices is crucial for the safety and comfort of passengers with mobility needs. Adhering to proper securement procedures and regularly maintaining equipment ensures a safe and accessible transportation experience for all passengers.